Boundaries are essential. They communicate so much to the people around you. In this episode, I will share with you the reasons why people shy away from setting boundaries and how it negatively impacts future relationships when it comes to dating. Okay, so stay tuned.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relate to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. Before I get into those two, I want to tell you a story as it relates to boundary setting, boundary crossing, and setting expectations, if I could, in 60 seconds or less. Okay. So I have a friend who was late to everything. She was late to her own birthday party that she planned. She's late to work. She's late to any type of event or engagement. So it's not surprising that she is also late when it comes to dates. Well, she went on a date with this guy and had a great time. And at the end of the date, he basically told her, you know, that he didn't really too much appreciate the fact that she was 30 minutes late. And I'm thinking 30 minutes, that's good, because the girl is always like 45 to an hour, right? But what it did to her was make her a little bit more self-aware, right? And so the next date, it was time for the next date to happen. She was running late and she knew she was going to be late. So she ended up calling him early enough to reschedule the date a little bit later that evening. But in my friend's true fashion, she was late to that date as well. And this guy, when she showed up, basically ended the date. See, we teach people how we expect to be treated. We set boundaries, we communicate boundaries, and we enforce them. And that's exactly what this man did to my friend several years ago. And all you can do is respect it. Setting boundaries is essential and key. And in this episode, I'll cover, again, the reasons why people shy away from setting boundaries and how it negatively affects dating and relationships. There is also a downloadable printout that you can check out for free on the download section. And it's titled, I believe, six clues that you lack boundaries. It's something like that. It's the only one that I have up there currently about boundaries. But let's get into the reasons. So number one, especially in dating, people are uncomfortable with setting boundaries because they feel that it's ill-polite. Something inside them tells them that they need to speak up about something that happened or occurred, but there's also another force that says, don't do it, don't rock the boat. See, a lot of times people associate, you know, standing up for themselves or speaking out against something as being mean or rude or unkind or unpleasant. And though the act itself is unpleasant to kind of, you know, I won't say put someone in their place, but kind of let them know how you felt negatively about something that they did. It's not a comfortable space to be in. But as adults, it's very, very necessary. So a lot of times people, they don't want to be the bad guy or at all. They just kind of want to brush over it and hope it doesn't happen again. So a lot of times people, they just want to avoid it completely. Number two, in dating, when you get to know the person a little bit more, you kind of know their quirks and stuff and their personality, and you might find yourself anticipating their reaction to be something that's negative. A lot of times people do not share how they feel because they want to avoid conflict or confrontation. Sometimes when you set a boundary and you're definite about your boundary, sometimes people want to challenge it, right? And if you think you may be challenged or you're used to being challenged just in general, you may want to shy away from it. And some boundaries aren't even being challenged. People just actually have honest questions as it relates to how certain things affect you. So number two, the fear of confrontation or being challenged. Moving on to number three. Sometimes people just feel like, oh, it's not the right time. They don't want to rock the boat. We're having such a good time. And they never go back and pick it back up. It's okay to kind of shy away because maybe it's not the right moment, or you've determined that this isn't the right time to do it. But then when it comes time and when it's the appropriate moment to do it, they just say, oh, I don't want to deal with it. Right, they continue to procrastinate and put it off. The third reason. Fourth reason, we're on four. A lot of times people don't want to be ridiculed. How many times have you seen in a movie, a television show, a person saying something and they're either ridiculed, ostracized, or made to feel bad about speaking up for themselves? We see that, and sometimes it psychologically affects the way we communicate when it comes to things that makes us uncomfortable. Okay, so a lot of times, especially if it's something that's of moral nature, sometimes people don't want to speak up. Because again, most people don't want to feel like an outsider or an outcast. And sometimes nobody wants to be ridiculed when it comes to their feelings. And it could be because of experiences that a person has had in the past around this same boundary that has been crossed. And the last one, when you meet somebody and things click, a lot of times, sometimes people fear being abandoned or rejected because they spoke up, or turning someone off because they spoke up about a boundary. So those are some of the key reasons why people don't speak up when it comes to boundaries. Some of the reasons. Now, as promised, I'm going to tell you how it has a negative effect, how it impacts dating and relationships alike. So when it comes to dating, when you fail to communicate in any way, for any reason, the other person's not really experiencing the true you. How many times have you heard or seen or even said that they changed once we got together, once we got into a relationship, they started changing? A lot of times people just don't share information, and they're not getting, and they're not giving you an opportunity to get the real them. You don't know what bothers them. You think you do. It affects both parties. If either way, it doesn't matter who does it. They're not getting the full experience of you, and you are not being as open and transparent. Now, when that happens, number two is bound to happen. You do not allow yourself the opportunity to see how this person reacts or responds to your emotional triggers. Let me say that again. You do not allow yourself the gift of being able to see how this person acts with the information that you share with them. And that's all comes with not openly communicating your boundaries and your feelings. You don't allow them to make things right. You don't allow them the opportunity to respect you in the way that you deserve and want to be respected, or the way that they want to respect you. Because if they don't know that they've crossed a line, regardless if they know it or not, certain things are disrespectful. So you're not allowing yourself to the full experience of them, number one. Number two, you don't know how they're going to act once stuff gets a little shaky, or when you're triggered, or when you have an issue by something that has occurred. Okay. And then lastly, under the relationship, under the dating category, is that when you have transparency, people pick up on that, and it kind of is a little contagious. Not completely, because it doesn't mean that if you're 100% transparent, they're going to be 100% transparent with you. But you take your relationship, your courtship relationship, to a different level when you're able to be open and a little vulnerable about your feelings and things that affect you. It allows them space to be open and vulnerable about the things that impact them. Now, in relationships, if you get to the point where you guys are in a relationship, your partner is not aware of the things that they are doing that's causing you anxiety, pain, stress, anger, which is big. And it leads into the second thing. A lot of times people start to foster resentment. Resentment and anger towards things that the partner doesn't even know that they're doing. The third thing, you begin to ignore your own needs. Because you have started a pattern, or you're in the habit of not openly and effectively communicating violations or things that bothers you. And once, number five, other experiences. Once your partner knows what your triggers are, they are able to not only curb and modify their actions, they are aware and conscientious of when others may cross that line when it comes to you. And then lastly, not only are you ignoring your needs, your partner begins to have a different picture of who you are and automatically thinks certain things wouldn't bother you. Why? Because you showed them that it doesn't. Now, when it comes to setting boundaries, I want you to understand that it is not about the other person. It's about you. Also, with setting boundaries, it's important to understand that it communicates a level of self-respect. It also exhibits that you are self-aware and responsible enough to take necessary action when it comes to you. And if a person is okay with walking away, or a person wants a challenge, then some of this stuff are things that need to happen so that you can get the full picture of who you are dating or who you're with. so that you can make better decisions. If a person is challenging, combative, ridiculing, or minimizing the things that are utmost important to you when it comes to your boundaries, then that's a red flag. And if you communicate your boundaries early on, it's a lot less cleanup down the road. It's so much easier to walk away early on, just like what happened with my friend. It was easier for that guy to walk away instead of ignoring her tardiness and continue on with dating and potentially a relationship that, if that's his pet peeve, he's swallowing a whole lot and eventually it will explode. Remember, the next time you talk yourself out of communicating, that communicating, enforcing, and setting boundaries are all essential to a positive life experience. Not the best, but it definitely improves your overall quality of life and experiences when it comes to people. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.